The government is denying it's gone soft on its promise to stop foreigners buying land and homes in New Zealand. Labour campaigned on a hard line against foreign buyers, but has now agreed to be less strict after warnings from the building industry that apartment blocks wouldn't be built without foreign investors. Economic Development Minister David Parker told Morning Report last hour, planned law changes are tougher than what Labour campaigned on, and it's making an exception in one area to help foreigners add to the supply of accommodation. Judith Collins is the opposition housing spokesperson and is with us now. Kia ora, good morning.
Good morning, Susie.
Is this sensible of the Labour government to take this recommendation?
Well, it certainly is something that they can do to help with the situation, because all pretty much the apartment blocks in Auckland that were planned to be built have stopped. And Phil Twyford has admitted that to me too. So they've had to do something, and I think that we'll probably see further backdowns as we go through this first term, because their steps that they took supposedly to help the housing market have actually, unfortunately, stopped supply in a major area, which is apartment buildings.
But this, David Parker says, is going to keep the investment in the market. It also is going to help with hotels, some of which get built off the plans with people essentially buying rooms that are then leased back to the hotel to use just as regular hotel rooms. It's going to continue on, so what's the problem?
Well, let's just see if it does continue on. Hopefully the apartment blocks will now start up, but I think too even the measures that a foreign person is allowed to buy a property, an apartment built in New Zealand, but they can't actually live in it should they come to visit New Zealand, I think is not going to make it necessarily particularly attractive to people. But the other point is, essentially he's saying, foreign people who buy property to then get a capital gain or to rent on for profit, that's okay, but don't buy an apartment yourself to live in for 6 months a year or 5 months a year. So
couldn't that be said as actually encouraging investment, essentially, though?
Well, you'd like to think so, but let's just wait and see. I think the whole policy has been shown to be very unneeded, and in fact, it all stemmed from the Chinese-sounding names campaign that Phil Twyford ran out of the Labor leader's office. And what that has shown is that with 7% of properties in Auckland selling, across Auckland selling to foreign-based people, most of them in the inner city, which actually means apartment buildings or apartments, the whole thing was a total con, and it was an election promise. So,
well, you can slice the figures a whole bunch of ways, because as David Parker was saying to us, in some of those central city Auckland suburbs, especially some of the sought-after ones, the figure was up in the high teens of numbers that were being sold to foreigners in terms of houses. So, you know, 7% across the city, but of course Auckland is a big sprawling city. Standalone homes, though, they are not going to be available to foreigners. That's the line in the sand. The government's sticking by that one. Why would you disagree with that?
Well, I think the fact is that there's not a, you don't want to have a fix for something that isn't actually a problem. So when you have, in fact, most of the market that has been sold to foreign-owned buyers in the past actually being apartments, because that is actually the inner city of Auckland, that's the story there in the main, then that is actually what you're trying to encourage. But certainly when you've got, because you can't get the apartment built, apartments built in the first place. When it comes to stand-alone properties, look, people have bought properties and sold properties over the years. When you're talking about across the country 3%, you'd have to say all that they're doing is actually clamping down on capital coming into the market. And I actually think the whole thing has been a complete con. And today was yesterday was a back down day for Labor and New Zealand First.
But what is the good bit about
ashamed of themselves?
What is the good bit about selling Auckland houses, prime real estate in inner city suburbs to foreigners?
Well, what you're actually getting when you do sell to anybody who is bringing in capital from overseas is you're getting more cash coming into New Zealand. When a house is sold...
Because you're selling off parts of New Zealand.
No, what do you mean? That no one takes the property away overseas. The property is still in New Zealand. And if someone's living in it, if their kids are, you know, doing things like going to university and paying full fees, is that the big problem? And the answer would be yes, if that is actually adding to any issues around housing. But ultimately, it is not in the areas where we most need houses where we have had that sort of buying by foreign people. It is actually primarily, if you look in the Auckland market, it's primarily where we need housing is for the mum and dads and couple of kids. They need the housing. This is not in the inner city apartment area. Mm.
Thank you very much for your time this morning on Morning Report. Judith Collins there, the opposition housing spokesperson.